Missouri has produced or been home to some famous folks since statehood. People like Mark Twain, George Washington Carver, and Laura Ingalls Wilder. They're recognized in the Hall of Famous Missourians. But where is that hall, and who chooses them to it? I'm Monroe Dodd, and on today's Central Standard Friday, we'll talk with the Speaker of the Missouri House about how those famous Missourians were selected. Later in the show, we'll explore the up-and-down career of Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight boxing champion, and the unpublished manuscript he wrote by hand while he was imprisoned at Leavenworth. That's all ahead on Central Standard Friday, after the news. Good morning and welcome to Central Standard Friday. I'm Monroe Dodd. The state of Missouri, like so many institutions, has its own Hall of Fame. More accurately, it's the Hall of Famous Missourians. The first member was inducted in September 1982 and was an easy choice, Mark Twain. The latest member was inducted in May 2012, and that choice stirred lots of discussions. It was radio and TV talker Rush Limbaugh. In between have been Harry Truman, Ginger Rogers, Buck O'Neill, Josephine Baker, and the list goes on, 41 in all. All well and good and famous. What many of us might not know is how these famous Missourians are selected, which leads us to today's guest. He's the Speaker of the Missouri House of Representatives, Tim Jones, who joins us by telephone from his district office near St. Louis. Good morning and welcome, Mr. Speaker.
Well, good morning to you, too, and thank you for having me. It's good to speak with you today.
Good talking to you. As we understand it, since 1982, the sitting Speaker of the House has chosen the people to the Hall of Famous Missourians. That's through Democrats and Republicans. Is that correct?
That is correct. From what we've researched and what we've learned, it's pretty much been up to the discretion of each individual speaker to nominate individuals to the Hall of Famous Missourians. Or not, and the number is completely up to each individual speaker, and so I suppose some speakers have nominated some people, some they have not, and it's been sort of, as I mentioned, just pretty much in the discretion of each individual speaker.
Now, if our listeners, some of them haven't been to Jefferson City lately, would you describe to us the Hall of Famous Missourians? It's not just a list, it's a place.
Absolutely. I hope that everyone in the sound of my voice has had the opportunity to visit our beautiful state capitol in Jefferson City. And if you have not, I would make it a point of visiting there, especially if you have children or grandchildren. It truly is one of the most beautiful state houses in the country. And I've been told that by people who have traveled far and wide and visited many of our state capitals. And in the third floor of the Capitol, in the general area we refer to as the Rotunda, which is a very large space underneath the Capitol Dome. And the Rotunda extends on three different levels. So the Rotunda is that open area beneath the dome. On the third floor, there's, of course, a very wide space that stretches from the Senate chamber all the way over to the House chamber, and it's essentially a circle with a lot of different hallways that come into it. We've designated that open air space underneath the rotunda on the third floor as the Hall of Famous Missourians. So that is the actual physical location. When a speaker nominates a famous Missourian to the hall, the next thing that has to happen is we have to raise the money, all private funds, to create a large bust of that individual. And those generally run anywhere between $6,000 and $8,000. They're large bronze busts. They're very beautiful. They're very heavy. And they get placed on a pedestal in a location around the rotunda. So it really has been a very stately feature to add to our already beautiful Capitol, because instead of just having a completely open, empty space, visitors can wander around the entire third floor rotunda and capture a glimpse of the people through the ages that have had significant impacts in many different ways on our state's history.
Well, I can certainly endorse your review that the state capitol is a beautiful place. Those murals by Thomas Hart Benton and N.C. Wyeth are wonderful, and it's worth a visit. But even if people can't get to the capitol right away, the Missouri House of Representatives website has a list of the famous Missourians and also of the captions that apparently accompany these busts of them. Is that right?
That's correct. There's a number of different ways to take a look at the hall, even if you're not able to physically see it live. And it's also a good resource to have, for our educators around the state. I have a booklet that I use through my representative, as well as being speaker. I'm also a state representative. I'm one of the 163 state representatives, and so I speak to a lot of Missouri school children, both, anywhere from kindergartners. We have even spoke to some preschoolers recently, which was a challenge because they really didn't want to listen to what I had to say. So, all the way up through our high school and college folks. And we have a booklet that has a lot of Missouri history in it, and it's called the Show Me State Booklet. And in the back of that is probably the most interesting section. It has all of the current individuals in the Hall of Famous Missourians. So. Mm-hmm. Your local state rep or state senator can provide that information to you, or you can absolutely get on the House website, which is house.mo.gov, and you can read about them there. And we really have, it's remarkable when you learn about some of the most famous people, not just in Missouri, but in our nation's history, have strong ties to Missouri, either being born here or spending a great deal of their lives here, the significant impact of Missourians on our state's history really is remarkable.
Yeah, scanning the list, and I don't think we have time probably to run through the entire list, but just a few names that strike me show that they come from a lot of different walks of life. The painter George Caleb Bingham, the sports broadcaster Jack Buck from St. Louis, and the motivational author of the 20th century, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. These people are selected, you say, by the speaker. There's not an official panel of historians or politicians or the public or anything. It's just the speaker deciding.
I would say, just speaking from my own personal experience and a couple of the speakers that have been before me, I think we don't necessarily just have a bolt of lightning in the night that we come up with these names. Some of them we learn on our own, but a lot of it is from people talking. The minute you become a speaker, believe it or not, this is one of the topics that comes up in those early days. You start getting requests from people all over the state.
Wow.
You thought of this person who's not in the hall or this person who's not in the hall. So it does come from our own knowledge and our own discretion, but it also comes from advice and suggestions of Missourians. And one of the first people that was brought to my attention that I decided to nominate to the hall was Bell Hancock, mm-hmm. and a congressman, author of the Hancock Amendment. And that came from many people who contacted me from Southwest Missouri, where he was from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I had discussed previously off air, we decided to formalize the process a little bit this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just a random kind of suggestion process, but we formalized it to the extent was I decided to take some of the suggestions I was receiving, but also open up some of the opportunities for induction in the hall to a democratic process of letting Missourians choose.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a little bit of a change to previous administrations.
I know among the pressures you got, because it was mentioned in the Kansas City Star a couple of times, was from some local representatives in the Kansas City area for one of your predecessors, to nominate Buck O'Neill, the Negro Leagues baseball star.
Absolutely. And Buck was placed into the hall by former speaker Stephen Tilley.
Mm-hmm.
So he is in the hall, and I was in the Capitol that day for the induction ceremony. It was a wonderful ceremony. I've actually met some people since then who have connections to Buck O'Neill. Okay. They're very proud of the fact that he's in the hall.
Yeah.
And I think he was a great addition.
Well, more when we come back. You're listening to Central Standard Friday on KCOR. I'm Monroe Dodd, and our guest today is the Speaker of the Missouri House of Representatives, Tim Jones, and we'll continue our conversation with him when we return. And welcome back. I'm Monroe Dodd, and our guest this morning for this segment of Central Standard Friday is the Speaker of the Missouri House, Tim Jones, and our topic is the Hall of Famous Missourians. Mr. Speaker, when you look at this list, which you can do on the website of the Missouri House, you don't have to notice that you don't have to be dead to be inducted. Stan Musial, for instance, was very much alive when he entered in 2000, and so was Walter Cronkite in 1999. John Ashcroft's in, and he's very much alive. What are some of the guidelines for a selectee? They don't necessarily have to be born in Missouri or be dead either. What are some of the guidelines?
Well, again, the process has been relatively informal over the entire history of the hall, and every speaker has had the discretion to pretty much move forward with nominees as they've pleased. I decided this year to formalize the process somewhat. I took a lot of advice from our various members of our nonpartisan staff who are very into the history and preserving the beauty and the importance and the overall theme of what the Missouri State Capitol should be. And so I worked very closely with one of our head clerks, Dana, in kind of thinking of some general guidelines and also opening up the process to Missourians. And so what I did this year was I decided to have a personal pick of my own. But again, that came from a lot of suggestions from Missourians, and that was Mel Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to open up the process to Missourians in two-step fashion. First, I sought nominations, and we made that very public, put it up on the website, sent out a press release, sent out a notification advisory from my office. And we received dozens and dozens of nominations from people all across the state about all sorts of Missourians who were not in the hall yet. I was amazed. I continue to be amazed. Maybe I shouldn't be because of my public service. I've met some great Missourians along the way. We have some really ambitious, dedicated folks in the state and continue to have them. And so, but it was amazing the number of nominations that came in. So we could have put 20, 30 new people in the hall if we wanted to. But I decided to be a little more conservative on that. You don't want to overload the place. So, every speaker is going to have their choices after you. So we opened up the nomination process, and then we picked the top 10 nominations, so the people who received the most nominations.
Mm-hmm.
We created a top 10 list. Then we put that top 10 list up on the site again, sent out notifications, sent out advisories, and we invited Missourians to vote for the top 10. And out of that, I decided that the top two vote-getters would also be inducted into the hall, and then I would have a sort of a wild card pick from that top 10 list, maybe someone who wasn't the third in line, but who I thought was very notable.
Mm-hmm.
And so the four individuals we ended up with were Mel Hancock, Robert Heinlein, the famous science fiction author,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Andrew Still, who created osteopathy, medicinal discipline of osteopathy,
mm-hmm.
and Virginia Minor, who was a very famous leader of the women's suffragist movement.
So they will be the 42nd, 3rd, 4th, and 45th members of the Missouri Hall, the Hall of Famous Missourians.
That's correct. Those will be my four inductees. Now, the next step, this is a long process, the next step will be to reach out to the communities of people who are very interested in these four inductees and ask them to help me raise the private funds,
mm-hmm.
To create the bronze bus to put them into the hall. And so that's our next step, and we do that through a variety of methods. Dr. Still, of course, has a huge following up in Kirksville, Missouri.
Yeah.
Where he's from, and that's a university town, of course, and they're very excited. I think they're going to raise the funds easily. And Mel Hancock, very, very popular in Southwest Missouri, and his proponents down there assure me there's not going to be any problem there. We found out that there's a Robert Heinlein Foundation,
uh-huh.
and so we're going to reach out to those folks and see if they're interested in helping place his bust in the hall. And of course, I'm sure there's going to be many groups that will step forward to preserve the memory of Virginia Minor, who is basically, I refer to as Missouri's Susan B. Anthony, because she, first and foremost in our state, and leading forward on giving women the right to vote. I think these are four great picks. They represent all different kinds of philosophies, all different kinds of walks of life, and different disciplines, and I think it's a good cross-section of Missouri represented.
Mentioned a cross-section earlier. You've mentioned a cross-section here. And just to mention just a few others who are already in the hall, among them are Joyce Hall, Walt Disney, a couple of generals, Omar Bradley and John Pershing, a musician, Charlie Parker. Now, I want to ask you a question that I can't leave on the table here. I think the last official inductee into the hall was possibly its most controversial, and that's Rush Limbaugh. Now, that was made by one of your predecessors. I know that. Most of these inductees don't come in with that kind of, shall we say, back and forth going on around them, do they?
Not generally. I think when you choose, I would say though that if you look back in history at some of the individuals from the far past from Missouri, we have some notorious folks in the Hall of Famous Missourians.
Yep.
And in their time, they were probably some of the lightning rods of their time, perhaps the Rush Limbaughs of their time. There's some pretty notorious characters if you look at some of the histories of some of these folks. Now with the passage of time, time tends to soften passions and those kinds of instances. But, we had some pretty controversial folks for their day and era. They're in the hall. What happens is when you choose someone who is at the prime or peak of their celebrity, and, celebrity is used in a lot of different ways. It has a lot of connotations. Sometimes it's notorious celebrity. Sometimes it's positive celebrity. Sometimes it's just fame. You cannot deny that I don't think you could deny that Rush Limbaugh is a famous Missourian. Famous doesn't necessarily have to mean most loved Missourian. A famous character, a very famous family, very well-respected family from Southeast Missouri. He comes from a long line of famous attorneys, judges, community leaders. The Limbaugh family stretches back generations and has all sorts of offshoots.
Mm-hmm.
And strangely enough, I was just with a different Limbaugh last night, who is a cousin. Judge Stephen Limbaugh, who is one of our most respected Missouri jurists,
mm-hmm.
served distinction on the Missouri Supreme Court,
yep.
And he's now on the federal court.
Yep.
And I just had dinner with him tonight. So anyway, when you choose someone who's right in the thick of things and in current events, you probably are going to get a little more attention to that person. But again, I would point out that many of the people in the hall, the 40-plus people, many of them were controversial and notorious.
Well, Tim Jones, Mr. Speaker, thanks for being with us this morning to talk about the Hall of Famous Missourians at the state capitol. Tim Jones is Missouri's Speaker and represents the 110th District near St. Louis. We're going to take a short break now, but when we return, we'll look at the life of boxer Jack Johnson.